Winning UK public sector work often hinges on one question. Can your team access the data? Whether you are bidding for a Ministry of Defence infrastructure upgrade or a Home Office software project, security vetting requirements will appear in the procurement documents. For bid managers and operations directors, these acronyms, BPSS, SC, and DV, represent hard constraints on mobilisation timelines and project costs. The UK government mandates that anyone accessing its assets undergoes vetting. It is a fundamental requirement of national security. Yet the way vetting is handled during the tender process is frequently misunderstood. Bidders often assume they need clearance just to submit a proposal, or they underestimate the time required to clear new hires. In this episode, we are breaking down the three primary levels of vetting you will encounter in public sector tenders. We will cover when each clearance level applies, what it costs, and how to plan your vetting timelines around tender deadlines. Let us start with the foundation of all government vetting, the Baseline Personnel Security Standard, or BPSS. It is essential to understand that BPSS is not a formal security clearance. It is a mandatory pre-employment screening protocol designed to confirm the identity and integrity of individuals accessing government assets. Every civil servant, armed forces member, and government contractor must hold BPSS before they can begin work. It grants access to information classified as official. Because it is the entry-level requirement, BPSS underpins all higher tiers of national security vetting. If a candidate fails BPSS, they cannot proceed to SC or DV clearance. The screening process is rigorous but straightforward. The employing authority, your business, is responsible for ensuring the checks are completed. It verifies identity, right to work in the UK, employment history over the past 3 years, and unspent criminal convictions. For SMBs, BPSS is the most common requirement you will see in IT services and professional services tenders. The timeline is manageable, typically taking 5 to 10 working days to process through a commercial screening provider. Costs usually range between £80 and £150 per person. You can initiate these checks as soon as you identify the personnel for a contract. When a contract involves long-term, frequent, and uncontrolled access to secret assets, the buyer will stipulate security check, or SC, clearance. SC is the most widely held security clearance in the UK public sector. It is frequently required for roles within the Ministry of Defence, the Home Office, and agencies handling critical national infrastructure. SC allows individuals to work independently with secret material and provides occasional, supervised access to top secret assets. The vetting process is significantly more intrusive than BPSS. It begins with a successful completion of BPSS, followed by a detailed security questionnaire. The United Kingdom Security Vetting Agency, UKSV, then conducts a series of checks. These include departmental and company records, spent and unspent criminal records, and an assessment of credit and financial history. UKSV also checks MI5 records. Processing typically takes between 6 and 12 weeks. The cost is borne by the sponsoring organisation and generally ranges from £500 to £1,000 per applicant. Crucially, SC clearance requires sponsorship. Your business must be sponsored by a government department or an existing prime contractor to apply for SC on behalf of your staff. SC clearances are usually valid for 10 years for contractors working for organisations with Facility Security Clearance, or FSC. For those without FSC, it is reduced to 7 years. Developed vetting, or DV, is the most comprehensive and intrusive level of national security vetting in the UK. It is reserved for individuals who require frequent and uncontrolled access to top secret assets or any access to top secret code word material. You will see DV in highly sensitive defence, intelligence, and cyber contracts. The process builds on SC but delves much deeper into an individual's personal life. It introduces a full review of personal finances, extending to the joint financial position of the applicant and their partner. The defining feature is a detailed interview conducted by a trained investigating officer, covering background, lifestyle, and relationships. Referees are also interviewed. The timeline is extensive, typically taking between 6 and 9 months, and complex cases can take over a year. Costs often exceed £2,000 to £5,000 per person. DV clearances are valid for a maximum of 7 years. If you are bidding for highly classified work, particularly with the Ministry of Defense, individual clearances are only part of the equation. If your business needs to store, process, or manufacture assets classified at secret or above on your own premises, you must hold Facility Security Clearance, or FSC. Formerly known as List X, FSC confirms your physical site and procedural security controls meet stringent government standards. For contracts involving secret or top secret information, the MOD typically requires suppliers to hold a valid FSC before the contract is awarded. One of the most persistent sources of confusion in public sector tendering is the issue of sponsorship. Many SMBs believe they must possess SC or DV cleared staff before they can bid for a contract. This is a misconception. The UK government's official policy states that individuals should not be expected to hold an existing security clearance to apply for posts that require vetting. You do not need to hold national security clearance to bid for UK government work. Requests for clearances are usually raised after you have been named the preferred bidder. However, to put your staff through SC or DV vetting, your business must be sponsored by the contracting authority or a prime contractor. Consider a scenario where you are bidding for a £2 million data migration project with the Home Office. The invitation to tender specifies that the core migration team must hold SC clearance, while the wider support staff require BPSS. In your bid response, you must address this directly. Do not claim to already have SC cleared staff unless you genuinely do and their clearances are transferable. Instead, your method statement should detail your BPSS screening process and provide a realistic timeline for SC clearance. Your mobilization plan might look like this. Weeks 1 and 2, contract award, initiate BPSS checks for all project staff via your commercial screening partner. Week 3, BPSS completed, submit SC clearance applications to UKSV for the core team members under Home Office sponsorship. Weeks 4 to 10, non-sensitive discovery and planning work commences using BPSS cleared staff. Weeks 11 to 14, anticipated SC clearance approval, and the core team begins migration of secret data. This demonstrates to the buyer that you understand the vetting process and have factored the 6 to 12 week SC timeline into your project plan. Let us touch on some common mistakes. First, assuming clearance is required to bid. Focus on proving your technical competence, not your current clearance roster. Second, confusing BPSS with national security vetting. Be precise with your terminology. Third, failing to budget for vetting delays. Build buffer time into your mobilization plan. Fourth, misunderstanding clearance transfers. Clearances belong to the sponsoring organization, not the individual, and must be formally transferred. Fifth, ignoring residency requirements. SC and DV clearances have strict UK residency requirements, typically 5 years for SC and 10 years for DV. Audit your team's residency history. Finally, overlooking facility security clearance. If you need to process secret data on your own IT systems, individual SC clearances are insufficient. Let us answer a few common questions. Can we apply for SC or DV clearance before we win a contract? No. You cannot apply for national security vetting speculatively. Your business must be sponsored by a government department or an existing prime contractor, tied to a specific contract. Do we pay for the security clearances? The cost of BPSS is borne by the employer. For SC and DV, the costs are technically borne by the sponsoring organization. However, in many commercial contracts, the buyer will expect the supplier to absorb the administrative costs of the vetting process. Always check the pricing schedule instructions in the ITT. What happens if our staff already hold SC or DV clearance? If you have staff who already hold the required clearance from a previous role, this can speed up your mobilization. However, the clearance must still be formally transferred to your new sponsor for the current contract. UKSV will review the transfer request to ensure the new role justifies the clearance level. To summarize, understand the distinction between BPSS as a pre-employment check and SC or DV as formal security clearances. Factor the processing timelines, 5 to 10 days for BPSS, 6 to 12 weeks for SC, and 6 to 9 months for DV, into your mobilization plans. Do not let the lack of existing clearances deter you from bidding, as the buyer will sponsor the successful bidder. For more detail on vetting tiers, costs, and facility clearances, check out the written guide on our website. And remember, Bidwell is the platform that automates this work, helping you manage your public sector bids efficiently. Thanks for listening.